kids. There were bullies. They had some bullies at school, but they didn't have, they didn't see, they didn't recognise bullying in those days. In fact, one of the chaps used to pinch me, and I won't mention his name, but anyway, because, and my mum spoke to him, because he used to go to the polio fellowship, and she spoke to this chap, said, why are you upset, you know, and I think after mum speaking to him, he left me alone. Because he was a big chap, and I'm a little chap, I'm only 5'3", and he was tall, strong, and one, you know, disabled, with one leg with a caliper, but, you know, but a few there were bullies in that school. And because of me being a very sensitive person, probably, and a quiet person, and always doing the right thing, not always don't get into trouble sort of thing, you're picked on. But, you know, I remember in 1956, I was 13, I had a swastika put on my desk. I mean, what do I know about politics? But obviously what happened was they knew I was Jewish, probably because I had used to have the Jewish holiday off. Although I wasn't practicing, but we used to have the New Year off. Obviously, that must have known I'm Jewish, obviously, because of that. And they put a swastika on my desk. You know, this is what I was... So I confronted bully and anti-Semitism in school. I don't know if they picked me because I was Jewish or they picked me because I'm quiet. I don't know. You just don't know why people pick on you. But I wasn't that different because they're all disabled there. They say if you went to Albany School, able-bodied school, they pick on you because you're disabled. In my case, I had two barriers to break. I had to break the fact I'm disabled, which shouldn't make any problems, and because I'm Jewish. But I had bullying. They did bully me there.